The Gemara on the top of Daf Yudayim Alaf is discussing the Seder of the Brachas we say during a Tainus, and the Gemara is bothered, why is it that we say the Mishana for David Ushlaim Ibn Abi Yerushalayim after the Mishana for Yoina? L'chara, the chronological order should be the opposite. First came David Ushlaim, then came Yoina, so l'chara Yoina should be afterwards. The Gemara says, Michti Yoina Basar David Ushlaim Hava Maitaima Maktim Le'Bereisha. Why does he come first? And the Gemara answers, "Mishum debay lemichdam merachem al haaretz." It's because we want to be chaysim the bracha with the bracha merachem al haaretz, and for that reason, we want to be masmich David Ushlaima to the bracha of merachem al haaretz. And what's the reason for that? It's like Rashi, because shehein nispalu al eretz yisrael. We find that David Ushlaima and Davin for eretz yisrael, they have a special shaychus to the haaretz, and therefore we want to put them near the chasima of baruch merachem al haaretz. So like Rashi, kach shamati. That's what I heard. And then he says, Inami, another pshat, what's the shaychus between David Ushlaima and Eretz Yisrael? Because Mishum De'inu Tikun Beis HaMikdash, they're misaking the Beis HaMikdash, they built it, they got it ready. Do Iker HaAretz, which is the Iker of Eretz Yisrael, Kach Shamati. So it's actually a different pshat, nothing to do with davening for Eretz Yisrael, but they were the ones who actually gave us Eretz Yisrael, because even though we had Eretz Yisrael before David Ushlaima, but they're the ones who gave us the Mikdash, they built the Beis HaMikdash, they enabled the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is the Iker of Eretz Yisrael. So we only really fully got Eretz Yisrael once we got the Makom HaMikdash, and therefore they have a special shaychus to the Aretz, and for that reason we want to be chaysim Baruch Merachem al Aretz next to David Ushlaima. So based on this Rashi, I went to the Gbalik Hezbeh to answer Kasha of the Achayim, Kasha of the Taz. We have a pasuk in Parshas Kisavei when it's talking about Mikra Bikurim. So the Lashon that it says over there, you tell the Kayin, it says, V'yivyeinu el ha-makom hazeh, you tell the Kayin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to this place, meaning the Beis HaMikdash, V'yitan lanu es Eretz Hazeh, Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, and he gave us Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. So V'yivyeinu el ha-makom hazeh is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, and V'yitan lanu es Eretz Hazeh is referring to Eretz Yisrael. So in fact, the Taz, that L'char, it's out of order. We first came to Eretz Yisrael, and only then we came to the Beis HaMikdash. Why does the Pasuk first say we came to the Beis HaMikdash, and only then that we came to Eretz Yisrael? So there's a Yadu Dekateretz from the Chida, and others that the Targum Yenison says on the Pasuk of the Esa Eschem Al Kanfei Nesharim, that when Klai Yisrael brought the Karban Pesach Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them Al Kanfei Nesharim, he had them fly over to the Makom HaMikdash, they did the Pesach in the Makom HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, and then they returned back to Mitzrayim. So based upon that, the Chida and others want to say that that can be pshat in the Pasuk over here, that we really came to the Makom HaZeh, we came to the Beis HaMikdash before we actually got Eretz Yisrael. So that's Vivienu El HaMakom HaZeh, Bizman Harkavas HaPesach, and only later on, only later on did we actually get Eretz Yisrael. That's what they want to say, a mahalach to be miyash of the pasuk. But I once heard from Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein, Zatzal, the Rashiv of Chavon Geula, he said a beautiful hasbed, a more al pipshat, al pi the Rashi over here. He says, we see from this Rashi over here in Tainus that the Iker of Eretz Yisrael is the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, Mishum de'inu tikkun Beis HaMikdash du Iker Haaretz, that's the Iker of Eretz Yisrael. So Dr. Shmuel Yaakov, he says, it's true, yes, about it, we came to Eretz Yisrael before we got to Beis HaMikdash, but when was it Chal the Nesina of Eretz Yisrael? When did Eretz Yisrael become ours? When were we Kainet? When was there full Kinyan in Eretz Yisrael? Only once we had the Beis HaMikdash built, only once we came El HaMakom HaZeh to the Beis HaMikdash. We Meila, that's the order in the Pasuk, V'yivyeinu El HaMakom HaZeh, Hashem brought us to this Makom, to the Beis HaMikdash, and only then was V'yitin Lanu Es HaAretz HaZeh, only then did we have the Aretz B'Shleimus once we came to the Makom HaMikdash, but until that point, there was something lacking in the Kinyan on Eretz Yisrael, Kolzman, we didn't have the Makom HaMikdash, so the Pasuk is very meduic, Lefi Rashi over here. Just want to be mesayim that you could say another teretz of this kasha based on the Yalkut Raveni that we spoke out on Daf Tezayin. The Yalkut Raveni says a Peldik Chiddush that when they got the Tired Har Sinai, it was really the Hara Maria that was Nekem and Mekaimai and came to the Minbar and became Har Sinai and then went back. So that means that in a sense, they really came Ala Makom HaZeh, they came to the Makom HaMikdash before they came to Eretz Yisrael, because of B'Shas Matan Torah, they were there at the Makom HaMikdash and Har Maria. Later on, it went back to Eretz Yisrael. So if that would also be Miyoshev, the Seder HaDvarim, Vivian Ala Makom HaZeh, we talk it came to this Makom Tahar HaBayis before we actually got Eretz Yisrael. That only happened later when they were Nichnas to Eretz Yisrael B'Poyel.